Hi, welcome to the Syrian Year Newsletter 2018, Phase 2, Integrating Your New Level and New Self. I'm Ginger Metro, PhD, also known as the Mystic Professor, and welcome to the Fall Newsletter. In this issue, we're going to discuss integrating downloads and expanding possibilities into your field, chaos, dread, your resonance shakedown, and the test. Getting out of the negative ego's trap. Raising your resonance by building your valued self. Dreaming the ideal future, moving forward. Empowered choices. Your divine path program. And ways to use the power of your imagination. So, let us begin. Phase 2 of the Syrian year, time of integration. From about the fall equinox through to about Thanksgiving, you're moving through a period of integrating what you have received. You see, during the Sirius Vortex portal, you have received downloads and frequency upgrades, and thus you've lifted to a new self of selfhood, a new level. You have come through a period of personal image and light expansion, phase one, and here at phase two, you have entered your own personal new world. Congratulations! And now it's time to integrate this light resonance vibratory updraft into your life. The most important thing to do during this time is to truly own, claim, and sustain your new frequency level. I cannot stress this enough because for several reasons. One, if you lapse into your lesser self, the smaller being you were just a few months ago, you lose the new openings, the new doorways to your destiny opportunities. Your self-image is not able to stay high enough to hold on to good realities. That is, you'll reach for the golden carrot, grab it, and then everything will start to dissolve. You simply cannot hold on to good things that vibrate at this new higher level when you're not at that level consistently. Two, if you let yourself fall into lower frequencies due to old grudges, judgments, difficulties with relationships, a toxic environment, a gloomy outlook on life, your brain will not be able to process the new intuitive and psychic frequencies you've been attuned to, and you will miss out on the extra amount of spiritual guidance you could be having. It may be harder to connect with your guides, too. This, of course, gives you the impression that you're not being supported and you won't be able to get a good flow going. Three, you will be vulnerable to the same old annoying patterns of limitation you've suffered through time and time again. You can feel stressed in your work as well as your home life, and you can fall prey to negative ambition, otherwise known as the inner slave driver. That's the aspect of you that doesn't feel you're enough, and thus will push and drive you to achieve, exhausting and depleting you. You've been there, done that. You don't want any more of this. I must know at least a dozen ways to up my vibration into my greater self level. It's really helpful to know some of these because when a challenge comes up and my vibration falls down and I shrink into a smaller version of me, my self-image will hold less value and I can use one or more of these to ramp it up again quickly. Now, you can do this too. However, your and my goal in this period is not just to recover our resonances quickly so we can get back on track. It's to sustain the high frequency level so that this greater self level becomes our natural and normal expected level of vibration. Just like the time period required to break a habit, it takes from 3 to 4 weeks to get the higher resonance established where you can take any kind of blows from your reality and still stay aware, conscious, and in your power no matter what. For example, I used to drop frequency, even plummet my frequency, when I spoke on the phone with my mother. It would take me a day to recover my vibration after only a half-hour phone call. And it would take me 3 days to a week to recover from visiting her in Tennessee. I'd fly up there from South Florida and fly back, and it would take 3 days. If my older sister was visiting at the same time, and then there was the three of us, it could take even longer for me to recover. That's because I gave my power away to them, and it didn't occur to me that I could get my frequencies back up quickly by taking back my power and doing a couple of techniques. I found that most people are at their most unconscious of their greater self when they're interacting with their parents or older siblings. They fall into these old childhood patterns unconsciously. You may have discovered this too. However, things have changed. You and I have become more conscious. We are more empowered than ever before. And if you tune into who you are right now, you're greater than the you that you were only a few months ago. Acknowledge that. Your self-image has grown. So now it's time to consistently learn how to sustain this higher level, because then your reality will respond with a correspondingly high level of light, love, and happiness. This leads in turn to better manifestations. Remember, there's always a time lag between the achievement of the higher frequency level and the physical materialization upgrades. So in this newsletter, my focus is to give you multiple ways to lift your resonance, ways you can use in an emergency or challenge, but also, and more significantly, I want to share with you some ways to get your vibratory rate to stay up high so you can stabilize at the higher resonance. Then you will have integrated your downloads, those spiritual attunements, and new beautiful frequencies into your life that have come in through phase one. By early December, you should then be able to step forth into solid, juicy, wonderful manifestations and begin a lovely momentum of new success. Through the portal, stepping into your new self. We've moved into the chaos that comes after change, in which the new higher frequencies that have entered must learn to blend with or displace lower frequencies in the energy field. This period of time is a light chaos, in which you choose what you want to keep of your old frequencies while accepting the new ones. You do this choosing based on what beliefs you have about yourself and what you want to do. You see, your field has many, many frequencies all working together the best they can. You have memories, you have programs, and you have patterns, intentions, belief, various focuses, projects, and more to integrate together in cooperation for the greater good, i.e., your life. The divine intention is for you to have harmony and wholeness with all of these frequencies and thus to elegantly do what you came here to do, while at the same time having the vitality and joy needed to do it. Although new frequencies cause quite a stir of chaos when they enter, they generally negotiate territory in your field. When there comes an arrangement between all the frequencies, you get a sense of order and peace within you. You have greater clarity with which to make decisions. And with this order, your energy field then becomes a standing wave, emitting an integrated resonance that represents where you are spiritually at. Now your new expanded frequencies are integrating now. You're already feeling this change. If you doubt this, think back about who you were last year at this time, what you felt about yourself then, and what perspective you had on the world. Compare that with the you who is here now, wiser, and with a greater perspective than before. You can claim more of your light now. You have arrived at a pinnacle. You're getting more centered. Okay, well, when the chaos calms down a bit, you will notice that. Your chakras are getting tuned up. This improves your intuition. So check out your intuition and creativity. It should be up more than a few months ago. Just this week, I discovered a new, easier level of medical intuition had come in for me. Wow, that was fun. So pay attention and this will allow your resonance to lift. Trust that you will get clarity, direction, and new motivation soon, even if you're still in the chaos of the change. So more on the chaos. In the chaos, releasing the old dreams. This light chaos is a fabulous opportunity to leap to a higher place. But it is chaos after all. And during chaos, you can find things disorienting, discombobulating, distracting, and fragmenting for you. You may even have difficulty motivating yourself for your next projects. However, if you tune within yourself and take your foot off the pedal for a bit, you'll notice that you're more you than before. The detritus of psychic clutter that has accumulated for decades is loosening up and leaving now. You can know yourself better than ever before. And remember, your spiritual path is to know thyself, and then to know the divine. In the light chaos, you take the things that are milling around you and select what you want to take with you into the new reality you're generating. But that means you must release the limited frequencies of judgment, pain, sorrow, loss, conflict, dissatisfaction with life, and other stuff of that ilk. Let them belong to the past, but not to your future. Let yourself be free of them. Also, I suggest that during this time, you reevaluate all your old dreams and visions to see if they even apply to your life any longer. If you feel you don't know what you want, you're right on track. You are not the person who dreamed those old dreams. You may feel uncomfortable being in between the old dreams and the new dreams, and you may want to rush into knowing where you're going, being certain of your path, and making commitments to yourself right now. But this rushing forward is not what is needed or desirable right now. You see, your dreams didn't grow and expand as your spiritual growing self did. That's why I suggest that you revisit all those fantasies and dreams you wanted to fulfill in your life and let them all go. That's right, let them all go. If any of them are still accurate for you today, then you can retrieve them and upgrade them to be consistent with the radiant being you are today. So let the old dreams go, all the while comparing them to the newer frequencies you have within you now. Do they match? No. Choose to let them go consciously if they don't match your higher frequencies. You will mourn them. You may even mourn the old self you used to be that no longer is attached to some of those old projects, circumstances, and dreams. So keep paying attention to this expanded being you are right now so that when those old dreams are gone, you can choose new ones. The fabulous opportunity that then you'll start dreaming new dreams, upgrading your old ones. And before the end of November, you will get clear and ready to move forward on your new dreams. So don't push, don't hurry. Give yourself time to feel through all of this. It'll be worth it in the long run. The key to success here is to go ahead and claim your expanded greater beingness, whether or not you actually feel it. Observe what is going on. Despite your mind talk telling you that you have lost your way or other mental trash talk and you are, you know, and telling you that you're no better off than you were in June, you need to pay attention. A lot of us have gotten interesting and uplifting surprises at this time. The portal, the vortex, has opened us to new opportunities. I know quite a few people who are envisioning new projects and others who are moving forward and offering them pathways to fulfill those projects. People are moving to better spaces, getting new and better jobs, and making breakthroughs in their health. However, if you aren't in the flow right now, relax. Proceed with love and care. I don't recommend obligating yourself to a huge long-term new project until you get really clear and in sync with your essential self and your new dreams. As your new dreams get clearer, allow your realities to line stuff up in magical ways that are aligned to your true essential you. Even if you're envisioning new directions, first let them gel or coalesce into a clear vision for you before launching yourself. Please, don't worry or be concerned right now. You're in the in-between once more, the chaos after the change. You see, you went through the chaos before the change, and I know you didn't always like that, but the chaos after the change is the more exciting one with the greatest possibilities and creative potentials for you. Yes, I know it's a lot of chaos, but chaos is necessary so that you can release the old and create the new. So you have to keep letting go of the pieces of your life that don't work well for you, and you have to select and choose those that you do wish to keep. Dread. One of the most frustrating but important experiences of this integration period is to feel the unusual, odd, or simply weird experience of dread. You can feel depression, anxiety, restlessness, confusion, sudden emotional shifts, and bliss alternating with despair. There may not seem to be any reason for these feelings, and sometimes you may not even be able to identify what the heck you are feeling. Dread is an emotional mental state that you connect to when you are flooded with intuitive knowing that everything is changing. Everything. And that once changed, your life will be completely and forever different. The bigness of this event can be overwhelming and challenging, even if you're totally unaware of it in your regular everyday consciousness. Resonance shakedown and the test. Because of this huge change and the dread going on, your psyche is probably giving you a resonance shakedown. Although you're in the new world now, you may not be aware of it yet. All the old stuff, the old limited self-image, the old aches and pains in your body, and even unpleasant blasts from the past are part of the limited and darker frequencies you're letting go. Remember, lower frequencies cannot go with you into the new world. So you are bringing parts and pieces of your dark masculine and dark feminine up to the surface awareness of your psyche to let them go forever. This is a shakedown. Remember, this is also where the test occurs, where you get the opportunity to hold on to or return to those darker frequencies. Be aware that this process of the resonant shakedown and the test are natural and normal. There's no need to feel alarmed, even if your old limiting patterns are showing up again in the form of familiar and unpleasant challenges with your work, your family, or even your health. The message? Hold on to your higher vibrations so that you don't get stuck in the negative stuff that is leaving you. That stuff no longer defines you. You see, and it's not in alignment with your new self. It's just no longer you. So let it go and keep letting it go through the next couple of months. Don't worry. You will not fall back into the dark spaces of your past if you just keep your focus now on what you wish to create in the future. And if you do find yourself lapsing into childish, adolescent, or young adult fantasy places, if you're feeling old emotional fears and angers, then take action. As yourself, the greater self you are, to your lesser past selves. Go visit your child and console him or her. You do this in meditation. Love your inner child and make it safe and secure. Visit your inner adolescent and give it acceptance in whatever it needs to be happy. But don't forget also to visit your young adult who thinks he or she knows it all and yet doesn't know anything. Console it in a meditation or visualization. Give your young adult self its dream life with all the trappings, all the love, money, health, adventure, everything. You see, when you were between the ages of 18 and 29, you imagined what would make you happy, and you put together a program for happiness and fulfillment. It got you moving forward in your life, going for degree programs, adventures, trials, discoveries, all aimed at fulfilling what was important to your life at that time. While you no longer need this program of achievement in your life, your young adult self, who is still alive within you, thinks it's going to make him or her happy. So once it's given to your young adult, walk away free. This I've found is a great way to respond to the resonance shakedown. Also during the resonance shakedown, you may find your body having trouble digesting and eliminating and exhibiting unusual symptoms you haven't experienced much of before. Just know that your body, too, is going through its own resonance shakedown, and because it is physical, it goes more slowly and with more discomfort through the transition. Even when you are feeling fantastic emotionally and mentally, and you're celebrating the divine light being you are, your body may still be having symptoms of limitation or pain. Again, don't worry. This is your body going through its own test. Your body is your companion, your partner in this lifetime. And with all the changes of frequency you're going through, your intentions and reality programs are in flux and change. Your body responds to and follows your emotional and mental body directives. Right now, it's finding few or no clear directives, and so your body is confused. But once you have more clarity about things, which is coming by the end of November and the beginning of phase three, your body also will have been able to make the leap too. You may then find yourself in even greater health than before, but only if you keep up your resonance so you don't fall for the test during your resonance shakedown period of the old limiting stuff. Tune up your resonance. During this time, you can no longer indulge yourself in the limited imagination, thoughts, feelings, and beliefs of that self you were only a year ago, or your vibratory resonance will drop. Then you will miss much of the advantage of this phenomenal event happening now. The integration of phase two takes place in both your mind and heart. Make an effort to see and feel the signs that you are wiser, more empowered, more luminous, and feeling a bit better about you. Acknowledge who you are as a spiritual being and open to your personal mission and purpose. Move always towards a greater, higher resonance life, towards that ideal future that will lead you to the dream future you can manifest with every choice you make. Evaluate to see if it's taking you in a higher direction or not. Stay aware. And always remember, when you enter upon a new vibratory level, a new resonance level, a new self-image level, your physical external world will still look like the old world you knew months ago. While the new world may not be visible yet in your everyday mundane life, it is vibrating in your heart and mind within. Since physical reality exists in time limitation, it does take time to translate the level of resonance you have just reached into its physical reflection. So don't be stressed if you think all the rest of us light workers have gone on without you. Entry into the new world is at first internal. You'll observe it within you, in your thoughts and feelings, that they are more positive. Your new levels of power will give you renewed purpose and hope, and you'll understand more of why things are as they are. And it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, don't get discouraged and start to rationalize why you haven't seen more love, money, and vibrant health in your life. It's coming. If, and that's a very important big if, you can trust your divine plan, your higher self, spiritual team, and big friendly reality to support you. So cement that higher vibration within you and know that the famous law of attraction is in effect. The more you resonate in light, the more beautiful your reality will become, first within you. This will, in your own best unique time, appear in your external world, your physical universe, as materializations. Stay aware of the gap between resonance choice and the materialization, and stay cool. That means that if you are suffering a seemingly unresolvable problem or intransigent and overwhelming issue right now, and there doesn't seem to be a pathway out, you absolutely must remind yourself to trust and expect that magic does occur, and that it will occur for you. You must keep your resonance up, and the best way to do that is to love and value yourself. So give the negative ego the slip and step into your valued self. You see, most people identify with their ego. To the answer, who are you? Most people would share their ancestry, race, gender, age, maybe, and occupation as being the defining characteristics of their image in the world. Getting to know a person often involves sharing stories of their past. But you are way more than that. When someone asks who you are, not that anyone will come up to you in the supermarket and pose this question to you, though, identify with your greater self first before you answer. Maybe you can compose a short phrase to say, like the famous marketing spiel known as the, quote, elevator speech, end quote. This pithy branding mission statement tells your listener in only a few words what you're doing and why. So brand yourself according to your greater self. Who is your greater self to the you that you are right now? Give yourself your own unique AKA, but just more with a spiritual orientation. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then take the little quiz on cerisemooney.com. That's cerisemooney.com to find your mission archetype. It's not that accurate, I feel, but at least it gives you an idea on what you're looking for. To have a great view of yourself, a fabulous self-image, is perhaps the major key to manifesting a great life of magical synchronicities. With great people and much fulfilling success, but this self-image cannot be tainted with your ego-riddled self, with what I call the negative ego. You must claim your love and value. You see, in the future, the value you put on yourself and others will be according to how much love and joy you and they can express, not on how much money and domination of life is achieved. I'm going to repeat that because this is very important. In the future, the value you put on yourself and others will be according to how much love and joy you and they can express, not on how much money and domination of life is achieved. So I'm sharing with you the insights that go into detail how to build your self-image while at the same time diminishing the power and influence of your negative ego. You see, if you love and value yourself, your negative ego has no place, no home base from which to mess you up and create drama and suffering in your life. Instead, with building your self-value, you'll have a positive ego. The actual default ego you were given, one that will enable you to function well in the world and also bring you a magical life in the material plane. You won't sabotage yourself again, feel paranoia over stuff, and your choices will be much, much better. And best of all, the world will respond to you positively with fewer negative or limiting challenges and with more love and acceptance of your uniqueness. So I have written an article called Your Valued Self. And so there's a link to the article, Your Valued Self. The way you get there is to go to greaterselfprocess.com and click on articles and scroll down to your valued self article. Okay? And that will give you all the details you need to know on how to build up your value and love and diminish your negative ego. Also, step out of duality thinking. When I shared the keywords of the dark masculine and dark feminine last time, and you can access them at thegreaterselfprocess.com in the articles called Dark to Light, I pointed out how people tend to get polarized between male and female, good and bad, light and dark, black and white, right and wrong, right wing and left wing, winner or loser, etc. What this tends to do is create the image of other. If you're white, you can't truly understand blacks. If you're male, you can't be stumping for women's issues without looking like a traitor to men or a wimp. And if you're on either extreme of the political spectrum, you can see the other side as corrupt, un-American, or even evil. So as you've already suspected, this polarization has gotten out of control. It's ruining the lives of millions of people and unbelonging people. That's, quote, unbelonging, end quote, people from their community and nation. What is happening in the spiritual scheme of things is that this extreme thinking is being made so obvious that everyone has to respond or react to it. You have, I have, and you are and I am. So what do you feel about it? Your reaction is a key to your choice of the dream future. What do you want in your future? What is it that's important? What's also what you don't want? You need to know that too. Polarization is a zero-sum game. It's a win or lose, where you're either a friend or an enemy, with me or against me. If one person is a winner, everyone who's not totally in alignment with that person is a loser. Of course, this makes people mad. Nobody wants to be insulted. Nobody wants to be othered, denigrated, diminished, or rejected. The problem isn't really politics. It's just that politics has fallen into the dark masculine and feminine energies. The patriarchal male chauvinistic outlook is either or. It's so embedded in our culture, we can easily think it natural and normal. However, male chauvinism and patriarchal thinking and control is not natural, and it damages men as much as it does women. So I'm sharing my article on duality here. Even though you have to have some duality in a 3D reality, your path homeward goes beyond duality to the oneness, the mergence with God. God is all that is. So it's useful for you on your path to understand the nature of duality and how to live in the highest, lightest way in this dual world of illusion and stay on track to your divine destination. So I've included a link here, and I've written an article called Duality and Illusion. And so the way to get to that is to go to greaterselfprocess.com, to the articles, and scroll down to Duality, or Duality and Illusion, and read. In addition to building your love and value, recognizing the duality and working with it, firing your negative ego, and lifting your resonance with new dreams, identifications, and expansions, you can hold your high resonance and sustain it. In addition, here, you'll center yourself, ground yourself into your new personal essence level, into this beautiful beingness. You can step into your greater self at will. Then you can receive more and more magical synchronicities that bring opportunities and connections to you. And that leads to that joyous momentum I was talking about that's happening in December. Remember, one last thing about lifting your resonance. Don't try to rah-rah cheerlead yourself into higher vibrations. Don't strive to achieve them or force positive thought on yourself. This is doingness and will only tire you out. You need to cultivate beingness instead. And that's what I present in the article. So get off the achievement doing track for a few minutes every day and tap into your essence and remind yourself who you are. Your energy will keep itself up all by itself when you do it naturally through self-valuing and future dreaming. So we're here, dreaming the ideal future, moving forward. The power and advantage of phase two is that you're more capable of imagining your dream future and stepping on your life track to that direction than ever before. So I suggest that to make best use of this phase, and this is important, put your attention into dreaming up your ideal future, the life you would ideally live in the world as you would wish it to be. Now, your ideal future is better than your dream future, as I've said before. When you imagine your ideal future, your guides will start to line up realities for you personally that will pull you into that direction. And along the way, you will experience better and better futures until you step into your personally optimal future, your dream future. Since the ideal future includes a dream for the whole world, it is larger than your dream future. So your dream future is a subset, a part of that ideal. While most manifestation techniques and systems have you dreaming and imagining about all the great stuff you have, you'll have the soulmate relationship, the fun traveling with loved ones, and the lifestyle you will enjoy personally, they often ignore your greater self's dreams, which includes your whole world. This is not to say you must ignore your personal or material goals. You also need to include your new world into the formula. The personal direction you head into with the help of your spiritual team will be limited in scope to you if it's just your smaller personal focus. And it won't directly lead you towards your dream future. Can't you see how your dream future must also include the further expression of the social and political change you see happening right now? Yes? You'll be further along in the healing of the dark masculine and feminine and see the progress in this in the world as well as in your personal life. So, important, where you would like the social, political, environmental direction to go must be included in your ideal future that I have been urging you to dream. So, with love and compassion, I urge you to dream not just for you, but also for those you love, for this beautiful and loving earth, and for all beings that live here. The ideal future will help you be a remedy, a healing homeopathic for the world. You can thus fulfill your destiny on earth while returning home to God, Goddess, all that is on your spiritual path. Making empowered choices for your future. Some of you are now clear about who you are and what you are doing. This is fabulous, and you're on your way. But as I mentioned before, some of you are wondering what the hell I'm talking about. You don't feel more luminous, and you're wading through a murky cloud of chaos right now that doesn't seem to be clearing or revealing anything firm to stand on. You want something reliable or stable, but there's no working perspective or orientation available yet that you can see. Your life may be a mess of questions. Well, if it is, don't fret. It's all good. You're evolving very rapidly right now, and you're approaching a huge decision point if you aren't at it already. Can't you feel that? You could be hoping that your answers will simply show up if you meditate or do more inner processing or do enough inner work at this time. But the answer is actually easier than that. It's easier than reworking the past or delving into problem solving for your obstacles. That often takes you endlessly back into your past. So don't look back there for explanations and answers. This lowers your confidence, not to mention your vibratory level. So here's the answer you need to the questions you haven't already asked. The past does not create the present. Only the future can do that. So you may feel pressured to settle right now, make a decision, get some certainty, safety, or security. Maybe an opportunity has shown up that you aren't all that thrilled about, but feel it's better than the chaos of not knowing what to do and what decisions to make. Stop. While you may yearn for stability and a nice linear plan or track to get onto, you could be risking your flow, the flow of creativity, magic, and manifestation that brings your best materializations. You don't want to get stuck, so I recommend that you learn to live with uncertainty right now and allow yourself to wait until November, if you can, to make a big change or move. And that's because this integration phase will be wrapping up and you'll be in greater focus and in touch with your inner truth, and then you'll be able to make better decisions. Your Divine Path Program. Know that as a divine light being having a physical plane experience, you're being supported by your divine team as you walk your spiritual path. So here's Galexis's recommendation for you and all of us to remember right now. It'll keep up your resonance more easily than struggling with your path. Mentally, say this to yourself, feel it, and allow it to be real for you. And here it goes. Trust that all is going according to plan. Lean on your friendly universe. Let it support you with magic. Remember that you will not be given a test greater than that which you can pass. All will turn out fine. After all, you're heading home to God, Goddess, all that is, and that's a pretty amazing destination. You are already on track to that. You cannot control anything going on now, but you do have a lifeline. You see, your self-image is your thread that will lead you through the mysterious changes happening now into your new life and your new world. In this in-between time, through the chaos, focus on your love and value. Keep yourself from falling into the throes of the negative ego that seeks to undermine that. When you focus this way, all is revealed to you at the most correct time. Your soul and higher self are really on to this. Your guides, your unseen friends on the other side, they're working for you, rooting for you, and arranging realities for you. They've got your back. If you lack faith, get scared and try to settle now in a smaller box. You will essentially stop the flow. You'll stop your movement forward. Your guides will stop too. It's your choice. Imagine. So I suggest, whether or not you are aware of your new higher vibrational level, seek to get more in tune with it. Look for it. Imagine it. Tap into it in your mind, even if you don't feel it strongly right now. Make it up. You see, what you look for, you'll find. If you look for your more luminous resonance, you'll find it. It's going on right now. And then once you find it, you may wonder if you just made that higher state up, or was it there all along? Ha, ha, ha. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you tune into this expansion through your imagination, which is fifth dimension. When you use your imagination, you can claim this higher resonance as yours and begin the amazing magic of building your dream future from this new level. Imagine your dream future. I spoke last time, that's newsletter of phase 7 overlapping phase 1, about really stretching your imagination out as far as you can to feel yourself in a perfect life and perfect world, i.e., your ideal. As I mentioned before, don't go for financial survival first. That's the lowest rung, vibrationally speaking, of your needs. Even if you're challenged with tough money issues, don't spend your time focusing on it. You see, your ideal future will contain financial security for you as well as all other needs fulfilled. The needs of belonging, creativity, passion, connection with the divine, communing with nature and loved ones, purpose, and whatever else. You want to allow your reality to bring you what you need and also for you to receive what you truly need. Then you can desire beyond that so that what you want, prefer, and choose will naturally start showing up too as you walk your life track towards your dream future. So the ideal future should be one you want beyond your needs. It should also be beyond everybody else's needs, i.e., the needs of your family members, social network, and most importantly, your vision of the future is one beyond your world's needs as well. Stretch beyond the material plane. So here's an important reminder. Since most everyone getting into metaphysics and manifestation tends to think at first about getting and having material things, and that includes that soulmate relationship as well, they tend to think that all will be fine if they have stuff they want. But this is selfish thinking. It can work to a certain extent, but most newbies into metaphysics soon find that they are not only not getting those goodies, they're having relationship issues with partners, health issues, and more. When they're further along the path, they learn that they must bring others along with them, or at least be loving and compassionate towards those who resist them and fail to understand and support them. This is growing up, spiritually speaking. While you are not a newbie, you may subconsciously fall back into the beliefs and attitudes of a newbie at times when you are challenged. Learning to stretch your imagination to the intangible aspects of your future beyond the material plane can be difficult. You're not trained to do this. However, the more stretching you do, the more loving you do, and the more choice you do, you will receive all the wisdom and awareness you need to manifest your needs and then move into your desires beyond them. So, you must be clear of the distinction between needs and desires. You need money and basic survival things, of course, but what you really want is not tangible. It's the free will and choice as a free being to be and do what you wish as empowered and responsible adults. It's love, intimacy, and caring with family and special people. It's freedom to be who you want to be and who you truly are, unburdened by heavy and painful emotions. It's happiness, creativity, ecstasy, fun, empowerment, and adventure, and more. So dream it. Here's a suggestion for you for dreaming. Sit down and relax for a few moments and let your imagination soar beyond all your physical needs, beyond all financial considerations or lack of love or body discomforts and problems. Go beyond all the problems of your daily life. Don't try to solve any of them. Step into a world that is ideal At first, this may seem like an impossible fantasy to have, that there's absolutely no idea what this ideal world could even be. Be like a child, however, filled with imagination and dreams, even if that state seems very far away in the past. Recall a sense of timelessness and play in fantasy. You see, there's no need to be socially productive here or make your time count efficiently and effectively. So, what will that world look like in the ideal? Nature, pristine and beautiful? Fresh air, pure and sparkling streams, the sound of happy children at play? Who will you be? What does your body in that ideal future feel like? What is the world like? What is your community and network of people in your geographical area like? Forget online communities of interest. Dream that all the people you love are with you and go from there. Feel the amazing sense of freedom, love, safety, and acceptance and belonging. Feel your community with you in person. And once you feel the feelings, then stretch to imagine, what will you do during a typical happy day there in that ideal future? Create art, act in a community play, lead a community, heal, teach, garden, walk in the woods, write a book, travel. Between this encouragement now and what I wrote last time, I hope you're already starting to imagine and dream. I'll bring out more on this over the next months because it's so important. So stay tuned. The Dream Future Project is still on its way. And may you enjoy a blessed fall filled with magic and miracles. Blessings from me, Ginger.